contemplation of the trees. The Buddha said to Ananda and Vadehi, "When you have accomplished visualization of the ground, next contemplate the jeweled trees. This is how to do so. Visualize each one, and then form an image of 7 rows of trees, each being 8,000 yohanas high and adorned with 7 jeweled blossoms and leaves. Each blossom and leaf has the colors of various jewels. From the beryl-colored blossoms and leaves issues forth a golden light. From the crystal-colored issues forth a crimson light. From the agate-colored issues forth a sapphire light. From the sapphire-colored issues forth a green pearl light. Coral, amber, and all the other jewels serve as illuminating ornaments. Splendid nets of pearls cover the trees. Between these 7 rows of nets covering each tree, there are 500 kotis of palaces adorned with exquisite flowers, like the palace of King Brahma, where celestial children naturally dwell. Each of these children wears ornaments made of 500 kotis of chakra abalagna mani gems, which light up 100 yohanas in all directions, like 100 kotis of suns and moons shining together. And so it is impossible to describe them in detail. Manifold jewels intermingle, producing the most beautiful colors. Rows of these jeweled trees are evenly arranged, and their leaves are equally spaced. From among the leaves appear wonderful blossoms, which spontaneously bear fruits of 7 jewels. Each leaf is 25 yohanas in both length and breadth. Like the celestial ornaments, the leaves are of 1,000 colors and 100 patterns. These trees have marvelous blossoms, which are the color of gold from the Jambu River and spin like fire wheels among the leaves. From these blossoms appear various fruits, as from Chakra's vase. And from the fruits issue forth great floods of light, which transform themselves into banners and innumerable jeweled canopies. Inside the jeweled canopies can be seen reflections of all the activities of the Buddha throughout the universe of 1,000,000,000 worlds. The Buddha lands and the 10 quarters are also reflected in them. After you have seen these trees, visualize each detail in order: the trunks, branches, leaves, blossoms, and fruits, and let your vision of all of them be clear and distinct. This is the visualizing of the trees and is called the fourth contemplation. To practice in this way is called the correct contemplation, and to practice otherwise is incorrect.